Hi. My salvation and how I got saved. Wow. It's a very good one. Mine wasn't a one fix. Mine wasn't a really quick fix. What I mean by that is various people talked to me about Jesus, about being born again for some time, maybe a couple of years, before I finally decided and got saved. A friend of mine, I was a Catholic, I was born a Catholic. I was baptized, confirmed, and everything. My parents Catholic. In fact, they only wanted me to be a Reverend Father. They were already planning for me to go for a Reverend Father course and things like that. I was very close to Reverend Fathers. We normally go to the altar to assist and things like that. So, along the line, a friend of mine came and took me to a Pentecostal church one day. And I was awed by the way, they were worshiping God. It was so different and they were so free. And for the first time in my life, I felt some freedom in worshiping God. And so, yeah, so the work started that day. May God bless him. His name is Hyacinth. So he kept following me up. Funny enough, when I came back home, I didn't go again the next Sunday. I went back to my Catholic church with my same belief. Then another friend came over, Terry, that's his name, and started talking to me about Jesus. And it's more difficult to convert somebody in Catholic church or Jehovah's Witness and things like that than a non-believer, because we have an idea. And we have apparent hatred for anything about Pentecostal and speaking in tongues and stuff like that. So they started talking to me, and gradually they were sowing seed. They were sowing seed in me. So each time, after some time, when I go to church, when it's time to bow down to Mary or bow down to the image of Jesus, they now told me to read my Bible. So when it was becoming difficult to bow down to those images and do some of those rituals we do. Because I started reading my Bible for myself. So I saw the commandments. I saw where God said, I shall not bow down to any image in the likeness of anything in heaven or on earth or below the earth or above in them. So it was clear I was doing the wrong thing. So the more I go to church, the more I felt guilty. So, and my wife now, we knew we were friends. So she became born again. And one day I went to visit her in the house. She said a word that struck me. And she just hit me at the right spot. She now told me, don't think you are too handsome, or don't think your friends will think you are weak when you become a born-again Christian. And that was my problem. I was thinking, how would I keep my friends? How would I? So I will not just be like that. I will not be isolated from my happening guys. So when I got home that day after she talked to me, I went to the room, locked the door, knelt down and cried and asked God, Jesus Christ, to come into my heart. I want to serve him. I gave my life to God that day. And over 30 years now, I'm still serving God. And I've grown. In fact, in my church in Nigeria, I was made a pastor. And right here, my wife and I, we are heading the outreach team. And we understand better that when you go for outreach, it's not just that you're going to do one. Some people get born again immediately, but just sow the seed. Sow the seed, it will never go back to God void. Somebody may be spoken to today before the person gets born again. It could be 3, 4 years, but you have sown a seed. And thanks for this. I hope I've been able to help with this, my testimony. And when I got born again, all my family members got born again. I had to talk to them, and my lifestyle changed. And yeah, praise God. Thank you.